Pictures. WCHS and the Junior League of Charleston, in cooperation with the Kanawha County Board of Education, presents the third in a series of programs entitled Musical Pictures. These programs are heard in the first, second, and third grades of Kanawha County schools, and today's program is entitled The Adventures of William Tell and is written by Kit Magnuson. And now here again is your narrator, Ned Scaff.
Hello, boys and girls. I expect many of you know about William Tell and how he shot an apple from his little boy's head with a bow and arrow. Almost 150 years ago, a musician named Rossini wrote music to go with the legend of William Tell and made what we call an opera. The story of William Tell is very exciting, and we hear the music from Mr. Rossini's opera quite often, especially the beginning part, or overture. See if you can guess what popular radio and television program uses this music. Now let's listen to the story of the brave and daring William Tell, with music from Rossini's William Tell overture. William Tell lived in Switzerland, which is a country clear across the Atlantic Ocean in Europe. Switzerland is like the United States, and it's like West Virginia, too. It's like the United States because it's a free country. The Swiss people will not allow someone from another country to come in and rule over them. Switzerland is like West Virginia because there are mountains. Mountains everywhere. The mountains of Switzerland are much higher than ours, and always have snow at the very top of them, even in summer. Picture in your mind the Swiss town in which William Tell lived with his little boy. The name of the town is Altorf. Snow-capped mountains surround many little houses, and in the middle there is a space called the village square or marketplace. People in the marketplace are selling and buying things from each other, and a lake sparkles on one side of the square. The people are very happy. I said the people of Switzerland were free and happy and did not want someone from another country to rule them. Well, one day a cruel man named Gessler came from another country with soldiers to rule the Swiss people. Gessler was a tyrant. That means he treated the people very badly. In the lovely, peaceful marketplace of Altdorf, Gessler set up a tall pole, like a flagpole, and on top of it he placed his hat. And then he commanded that every Swiss man, woman, or child who passed by should bow to his hat. Well, that day, a tall, strong mountaineer named William Tell came into the marketplace with his young son, who was just about the same age as you boys and girls. William Tell was the most famous archer in Switzerland. He hunted bears and wild goats and wolves with his bow and arrow. And when he passed the pole with the tyrant Gessler's hat on top, everyone watched to see what he would do. William Tell never bent his head. He stood straight as a mountain pine. And when Gessler's spies told him how William Tell had defied him, well, you can imagine how furious the tyrant became. He commanded that William Tell and his son be brought before him. Gessler looked at the brave William Tell and his son standing before him, and he said,
"Hey, tell me, you refused to bow down to my hat in the village square just now. Is that true, Tell?"
"That is true, sire."
"I see. Well, they tell me that you shoot well. You shall give me a demonstration of your skill. I want you to pierce an apple with an arrow at 100 paces.
"That's simple enough, sire."
"Oh, there's one more thing, Tell. That apple will be placed on your son's head."
All the people watching gasped and turned pale with fear. What if William Tell missed the apple? But William Tell looked Gessler right in the eye and drew 2 arrows from his quiver. He stuck one in his belt and kept the other in his hand. He spoke to his son.
"Go yonder and face this way, son."
The boy always obeyed his father when they went hunting together, and he obeyed him now. He walked 100 paces, turned, and placed the apple on his head. He watched William Tell string his bow, bend it, and try it out. Fit the notch of the arrow into the cord and bring the bow slowly into place. He could see no more. He shut his eyes. The next moment, a great shout rose from the crowd. The arrow had split the apple in two. The boy was safe and sound, but Gessler was angry once again and shouted to William Tell,
"You were not so sure of that first shot. I saw you place a second arrow in your belt."
"That was for thee, tyrant, in case I missed the apple."
"Seize him!"
The soldiers rushed forward to seize William Tell, but the people attacked the soldiers and held them back. William Tell drew his bow again and shot Gessler through the heart. He then grabbed his boy by the hand and fled quickly to the lake nearby. They jumped into a boat and rowed across to freedom in the Swiss mountains. Many of you will probably want to draw a picture of William Tell shooting the apple from his son's head. But maybe some of you can draw the marketplace at Altorf with the little houses and the mountains with snow on top and the lake. And don't forget the flagpole with Gessler's hat on top. Can you show William Tell hunting a wild bear or Gessler with his soldiers? Have you remembered yet where you have heard that music before? Well, of course, it's the music you hear at the beginning of The Lone Ranger. And don't forget now that the music you heard was the William Tell Overture by Rossini. And the next time you hear The Long Ranger, you can surprise your mother and dad by telling them that music is the William Tell Overture by Rossini. And tell them the exciting story of the brave Swiss patriot, William Tell.
WCHS and the Junior League of Charleston, in cooperation with the Kanawha County Board of Education, have presented the third in the series of musical pictures heard in the first, second, and third grades of Kanawha County schools. Today's program was entitled The Adventures of William Tell and was written by Kit Magnuson. Your narrator was Ned Scaff. Sam Poland played the part of Gessler, Joe Ferris, William Tell. We hope the youngsters in Miss Robinson's special class at Glenwood School will draw more exciting pictures, as they did last week and those which were exhibited in the hall, which we had the pleasure of seeing. Join us again next week at the same time for another edition of Musical Pictures. Next week's program will be entitled Aloha State. Musical Pictures is a free educational presentation of WCHS News Radio 580, Charleston, West Virginia.